President Obama today awards the Medal of Honor, this nation's highest award for bravery, posthumously, to an African-American soldier who fought in World War I. Private Henry Johnson fought off a German raid near France's Argonne Forest and saved a fellow American soldier. The heroic actions got him promoted to sergeant, but were ignored by the military for decades. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman with Johnson's story.
The first sign of trouble was the snap of barbed wire being cut by German soldiers. It was just before dawn on May 15, 1918. At least a dozen Germans surged through the small outpost, attacking its two American sentries, Henry Johnson and Needham Roberts, shooting them, tossing grenades. Roberts was severely wounded and passed out.
Needham Roberts got slugged almost immediately, and Johnson fought them off.
That's fellow soldier Melville Miller from a 1977 documentary about their all-black unit. When Johnson ran out of ammunition, he used his rifle like a bat and slashed the Germans with a large knife.
He shot and he cut and he swung his life around, and he had 21 wounds in his body, but he refused to die.
Johnson was just 5'4". He killed two German soldiers trying to capture fellow sentry Needham Roberts. Soon it was the Germans who retreated, carrying their wounded into the darkness. When help arrived, Henry Johnson was losing consciousness. His final words, grab Roberts and rush him to the hospital. He's seriously wounded. 2 days later, Johnson received a medal for his courage from the French, the Croix de Guerre avec Pomme. His unit fought with the French. The U.S. didn't want black soldiers in its ranks. Today at the White House, Command Sergeant Major Lewis Wilson of the New York National Guard will receive the Medal of Honor on behalf of Henry Johnson.
He did receive the highest medal in France there, but nothing came close to receiving the medal here.
Why wasn't he recognized, do you think?
The racial injustice. We're glad that things have changed or changing where it's not the color of your skin, but what you have to offer, what you bring to the fight.
The all-black 369th Infantry did get some recognition when they got home. There was a ticker tape parade down Fifth Avenue. There were pictures of a beaming Sergeant Johnson waving flowers from a truck. He earned the nickname the Black Death, and his unit became known as the Harlem Hellfighters. Veteran Melville Miller recalled that parade decades later, saying it was the most wonderful day of his life.
That's one day that wasn't the slightest bit of prejudice in New York City.
That day didn't last. The Army did turn to Johnson to help sell war bonds and recruit black troops, but African-American soldiers were not seen as equals. Johnson received no veterans benefits, even though he was almost totally disabled by his wounds. When he complained publicly about how African-American veterans were being treated, that was too much for the Army. One memo from military intelligence said Johnson was suffering from a, quote, case of a swelled head, and concluded, Sergeant Johnson's right to wear the uniform should be immediately revoked. With no job, estranged from his family, and drinking heavily, Johnson died at age 32 in Washington. His death certificate listed his occupation, ex-soldier.
It's horrible what happened to him later on in his life. It's disgusting.
That's Caroline Wechselbaum, who led a research team for New York Senator Chuck Schumer that helped pave the way for the Medal of Honor. Starting in the Clinton administration, the military began to award medals for those who were overlooked. Sergeant Johnson got a Purple Heart in 1996, a Distinguished Service Cross in 2002. But the highest medal for valor eluded him. That is until Wechselbaum and her team found new evidence 4 years ago, including a May 1918 memo from none other than General John Pershing, the commander of American troops in World War I. He called Johnson's actions a notable instance of bravery and devotion, and said he deserved credit.
Having a Pershing endorsement is the holy grail of evidence, but it's not the only thing.
The team found after-action reports, eyewitness accounts, that somehow eluded the Army's medal board for years. Their packet of more than 1,200 pages helped Army officials finally approve the Medal of Honor. Wechselbaum will be among those at the White House ceremony today. She said it's never too late to correct a historical injustice. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.